Housing Ministry to deliver over 600 lots this year, and resolution to amend penalties associated with littering in public places to be taken to Parliament in short order. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. The government has revved up its land ownership program, which is set to deliver some 676 parcels during the current financial year, surpassing the 102 lots that were approved for sale last year. This was disclosed by Minister with Responsibility for Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, while making his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday.
This fiscal year, Mr. Speaker, the Ministry will continue to pursue the acquisition of properties under the Local Improvements Community Amenities Act. As part of the Ministry's trust to address informal settlements, approximately $37 million has been set aside to facilitate the acquisition and regularization of properties.
Dr. Guy told the House that in order to foster an ownership society, Cabinet gave approval for the creation of the National Land Titling Program, which brings together the relevant ministries, departments and agencies for which land titling activities form part of their portfolio responsibilities. Under the program, the Housing Agency of Jamaica, the HAJ, has transformed 50 Operation Pride communities across the island by delivering some 1,000 titles to beneficiaries, making them proud landowners.
Of the over 1,000 certificates of titles issued, approximately 90% were collected personally by individuals who walk off the streets into the offices of the Housing Agency of Jamaica, eager to become part of this ownership society.
Dr. Guy notes that the land titling program will be delivering 15,000 titles annually. Meanwhile, Dr. Guy says this financial year, the ministry will be placing more focus on vulnerable road users, namely children, the elderly, persons with special needs, pedestrians, motorcyclists, and pedal cyclists. He told Parliament on Tuesday that during the 2014-2015 fiscal year, over 80 road safety stakeholders, including the Jamaica Defence Force, Jamaica Constabulary Force, National Works Agency, Island Traffic Authority, National Road Safety Council, among others, were trained in several areas of road safety. These included accident investigation and reconstruction, road safety audit management, defensive driving, driver behavior, and risk index. Dr. Guy says for the 2015-2016 financial year, the Caribbean Maritime Institute will deliver training in driver behavior and risk to the country's driving population in an effort to bring discipline to the traffic environment. The government is moving to strengthen the regulatory powers of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, the NSWMA. This through passage of the National Solid Waste Management Authority Disposal of Solid Waste Regulations 2015 and the National Solid Waste Management Public Cleansing Regulations 2015. Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel R. Scott, made the disclosure during his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives last Wednesday. The disposal of solid waste regulations govern the kinds of material that may be discarded at a landfill and the manner in which such disposal is done, while the public cleansing regulations are designed to maintain a clean environment by providing for the proper storage, conveyance, and disposal of waste. Penalties will be applied where the regulations are contravened. And a resolution to amend the penalties associated with littering in public places will be taken to Parliament in short order. Local Government Minister Noel R. Scott says while the state has a critical role to play in achieving a modern and effective waste management system for Jamaica, citizens have been careless in the way they dispose of waste. He says the practice of littering makes the job of garbage collection much more difficult, lengthy, and expensive, as well as presents a public health hazard.
We cannot continue to compromise the health of our citizens, put life and property at risk when drains are blocked because of irresponsible disposal of garbage, threatens our tourism product, and discourages investors with our dirty streets and cities.
Meanwhile, Minister R. Scott says the ministry will be seeking to support and expand the Nodoti Up Jamaica campaign, spearheaded by the Jamaica Environment Trust, with funding from the Tourism Enhancement Fund. He says discussions have already begun in this regard. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.